Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Toxic chemicals produced by a division of Johnson Controls are now being detected in the water supply for Marinette, Wisconsin, near the plant where those chemicals are produced. The toxic chemicals have also contaminated several private water wells near the chemical plant. The subsidiary, Tyco Fire Products, makes fire suppression foam. The company now says it has found evidence of the chemicals in ditches near the facility, indicating that the toxins could be flowing into Lake Michigan. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The latest Marquette University Law School poll was released yesterday, and Tony Evers still leads the Democratic candidates for governor by a large margin. Evers, the state school's superintendent, led the field of eight with 31% of respondents saying they would vote for him. Malin Mitchell and Kathleen Vinehout came in second and third with 6% each. The National Commission for Voter Justice is holding a field hearing in Milwaukee on Saturday to hear residents talk about voter suppression in the area. And a warning for those affected by loud noises, including people with PTSD, as well as canines and felines. The U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds will be in Milwaukee this weekend for the Milwaukee Air and Water Show. Let's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Milwaukee Public Works Committee voted to prohibit the parking of scooters in public spaces yesterday. The move is an effort to crack down on Bird Scooters, a company that dropped dozens of electric scooters onto the streets of Milwaukee. Aldermen criticized the company for entering the Milwaukee market without notifying the city. The new ordinance effectively bans the Bird Scooters and allows the city to seize them and will go to the full Common Council for a vote on July 31st. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Festa Italiana takes place this weekend at the Summerfest grounds in Milwaukee. The Italian Heritage Festival, featuring food, music, and fireworks, starts tomorrow and goes through Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks are looking for local talent to perform at their new arena. Auditions will be held August 4th and 5th for dancers, tumblers, drummers, and other types of entertainers. And today is the last day of the All-Star break for the Brewers. They start a weekend series with the Dodgers and their new shortstop, Manny Machado, tomorrow night at Miller Park. And here's the forecast. Outside this afternoon, mostly sunny for Milwaukee, increasing clouds in Madison, temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, rain likely with lows in the upper 60s in Milwaukee, mid-60s for Madison. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with rain likely, highs in the mid-70s. And for Saturday, a 50% chance of rain with highs again in the mid-70s. You're listening to Resistance Radio. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.